Hey everyone, welcome back. I've got to say, the recent security incident with Across Protocol really got me thinking. It's a stark reminder of how cross-chain interoperability in DeFi opens up some serious verification vulnerabilities, but honestly, it's also incredibly encouraging to see how modern risk management frameworks can actually step up and contain what could have been a catastrophic loss.
Absolutely. And it's a sobering look at how quickly things can unravel. An attacker managed to exploit the protocol's communication layer by fabricating over 1,600 Solana deposit events. We're talking about roughly $41.7 million in value being pushed through the system.
Right, and what's fascinating, and a bit chilling, is that they didn't just go straight for the liquidity pools or try to break the core smart contracts. Instead, they specifically targeted the Relayer infrastructure. You know, the middlemen responsible for verifying and shuttling that cross-chain data back and forth.
Exactly. The sheer volume and speed of those forged deposits completely overwhelmed the initial validation checks. It was a classic flood-the-gates approach, tricking the system into registering those fake transfers as legitimate transactions.
But here's the silver lining. And this is where it really gets exciting. Despite $41.7 million in fabricated transactions, the Relayer operated by Risk Labs only saw an actual loss of just under $4 million. That's a massive difference.
And that containment didn't happen by accident. It was the result of a really robust, multi-layered defense. Automated circuit breakers, real-time monitoring systems, decentralized Oracle networks, and strict multi-signature verification protocols all worked in tandem to stop the bleeding.
I love that. Those safeguards spotted the statistical anomaly almost instantly, triggered immediate halts to processing, and effectively locked the attacker out from liquidating the vast majority of those forged assets. It's a beautiful example of proactive security in action.
It certainly is. But looking past the immediate relief, this incident delivers three critical takeaways that the broader ecosystem really needs to sit on.
Tell us more. What's the first lesson here?
First and foremost, cross-chain security absolutely cannot rely on single-point verification. We're just asking for trouble if we do.
Completely agree. So what's the fix?
Developers need to build in redundant validation architectures. We're talking strict rate limits on deposit events, mandatory multi-relayer confirmation for any large transfers, and real-time anomaly detection that can instantly flag outliers before they cascade.
That makes total sense. And it leads perfectly into the second point, which I think is crucial. Relayers are becoming the fundamental trust layer in cross-chain infrastructure. We can't keep treating them as centralized bottlenecks. Their operational design has to shift toward more decentralized, cryptographically verifiable models to really eliminate those single points of failure.
Well said. And that brings us to our final takeaway. This event reinforces a hard truth: innovation and security must advance simultaneously. You can't just chase new features and hope the safety nets catch up later.
Absolutely. Moving forward, transparent post-incident reporting, proactive capital controls, and actually educating users on how bridge infrastructure works are going to be essential for keeping this ecosystem resilient. We've got to keep the conversation open and the safeguards tight.
Couldn't have said it better. As cross-chain bridges become the standard way we move digital assets, robust, multi-layered security has to remain a non-negotiable priority. It's on all of us, developers, auditors, and users alike, to make sure we're building this future safely.